Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Judge Beverly Canone's abrupt decision to halt a motions hearing on February 18th. Well, now we're finding out what that was all about. Just the other day, everyone's back in court. It was not just a procedural hiccup. It was a red flag. Whatever information had landed on her desk that day was serious enough to stop the proceedings cold. By the time she returned to the bench on February 25th, just the other day, she wasted no time getting to the point. She had learned of a previously undisclosed relationship between Karen Reed's defense attorneys and expert witnesses from her first trial. And she was, in her words, gravely concerned. Reed, accused of killing her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, by allegedly striking him with her SUV and leaving him to die in the snow, was granted a mistrial when the jury couldn't reach a unanimous verdict. Her defense maintains that she is innocent, the target of a massive cover-up involving law enforcement, and now they find themselves battling a new set of accusations, ones that have nothing to do with what happened on that winter night and everything to do with how they presented their case in court. So they go from, you can't trust them, that's kind of shady over here, to, we might be doing shady shit over here. Might be. That's what the question is, and that's what Judge Beverly is trying to figure out right now. At the heart of the latest legal battle are two accident reconstruction experts, initially hired by federal investigators who later testified for Reed's defense. Back during the trial, her attorneys, Alan Jackson and David Yannetti, assured Judge Canone that they had no direct contact with these experts before their testimony, but on February 18th, this year, Special Prosecutor Hank Brennan called that claim into question, dropping documents that told a very different story. Emails, messages, and perhaps, just perhaps, most damning was a $23,000 invoice. $23K.
Wait, that's not a receipt from McDonald's.
No, that's like, that's no big thing. Like that, that is a big amount of money. And I don't care what law firm you are, that's a big chunk of money. It's something that you get billed for it. And if you're not expecting it, you don't go, well, let's just write the check.
Yeah.
That can mess with your accounting a bit if you're missing that much money. So yeah, that was kind of a big deal. And it's interesting how they played this off in court. That invoice was dated July 12th, 1 month after Reed's trial ended in a mistrial. Billed Reed's team for services provided by the very experts that they had already, or allegedly rather, never spoken with. Brennan framed this as a problem, not because the experts were paid, but because the communication surrounding them was at best incomplete and at worst extremely misleading. Robert Alessi, the latest addition to Reed's defense team, took the lead in addressing the court, explaining that all communication with the experts was handled through Jackson and was strictly about coordinating testimony. He insisted that the reports these experts provided were written long before the trial and remained unchanged, meaning their conclusions were not shaped by the defense. Then came the explanation for the invoice. Alessi didn't downplay that surprise factor. It came out of the blue. It came out of the blue, he exclaimed.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, out of the blue when you get, yeah. But if it's out of the blue when you're not expecting somebody saying, I need $23,000, you got to probably question that a little. Describing how the bill landed in Jackson's office post-mistrial, leaving everyone stunned. He maintained that before making the payment, Jackson checked with the U.S. Attorney's Office to confirm everything was above board. That revelation was news to Brennan, who responded, "It wasn't until Your Honor asked today that we even knew the defense paid this bill." After Alessi laid out the defense's position, Judge Cannone turned to Jackson, Unetti, and Reed's other attorney, Elizabeth Little, asking each of them directly. Whether they disputed this account. And guess what? They did not dispute that account. Here's that account of that account. So you can have an account.
You said I could ask questions of other counsel. So while memories are fresh, I just want to assure the accuracy of what was just said. So I'm certainly not going to order counsel to answer my questions. You don't have to, but I am curious. So we're going to start with you, Mr. Unetti.
Yes, sir.
As an officer of the court, is there anything that you dispute that you just heard from Mr. Alessi? And what I'm particularly concerned about is what you knew or what you didn't know?
No, what he said was entirely accurate.
Okay. Mr. Jackson, same questions.
No, and I would simply elucidate with regard to the February 6th sidebar comment. As I look back at the, I didn't remember making the comment one way or the other. I didn't remember that sidebar.
I did.
I'm sure the court did after it looked at the transcript.
No,
I did as well.
No, no, no. I did long before I looked at the transcript.
Right. The context of that, what was in my brain when I said we don't have anything else to give, which when I reviewed the transcript, was very clearly the federal batch of information, what we call, referred to as the federal dump. I did not have in my head at all emails, communications, things of that nature, the small
invoices, payment.
No, nothing. I was, because the context of what Mr. Brennan was talking about being frustrated about were his TUI requests concerning the federal batch of information, and that's when I was making the additional statement, we don't have anything that they don't have concerning the federal information and the background information for the ARCA experts. That was it.
Your Honor, if I could, this is the...
Nope, okay. Hold on. Ms. Little, it was just thrown on you that you're responsible for all discovery. But the same question, you, and again, you don't have to answer, but is there anything that you dispute in the accuracy of what Mr. Alessi told me about what you knew and what you didn't know and when?
No, Your Honor, I would just add that as soon as the court issued the order, I obviously was not in court that day, but as soon as the court issued the order that ARCA reciprocal discovery be provided, I gathered those documents and I provided it. So that was the, I guess, prompt for going to look to see if we could satisfy the 10 things that were outlined by Mr. Brennan.
Okay. So I'm going to hear from the Commonwealth now. It does not look like we'll finish this today because we'll be ending around 4 o'clock. But I will hear you, Mr. Brennan.
Wow.
You know why that's concerning? That they all got up and stood up and said their piece. It's on the record. It's part of the court document.
Yep.
If some shit comes out later that, oh, whoops. Well, now guess what you've done?
I heard a lot of cracking in the voice of the last one, the female.
Susan Little?
Yeah. That didn't sound confident to me. It sounded, I heard vocally that it sounded like how Judge Beverly Cannoni sounded the other week when she was back on the bench and she was kind of cracking in her voice of fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how she's going to rule. She did not rule today. She did not make a rushed judgment. And I like that. I like she takes some time, thinks about this, and, you know. But, I don't know. Brennan was not satisfied. He accused Reed's defense team of routinely playing fast and loose with the courts. He dismissed the issues that were calling minor, linking them to a raindrop in a hurricane of procedural violations. He insisted that he wasn't trying to block the expert witness from testifying in Reed's second trial. He just wanted access to the full discovery materials he was legally entitled to. He also took issue with what he called the murky nature of the defense's interactions with the U.S. Attorney's Office, arguing that the gaps in communication raised more questions than answers. By the time Judge Cannoni adjourned for the day, there was no resolution, just more uncertainty. The hearing is set to continue next week, March 4th, with the possibility of stretching beyond that. I wonder how deep they're going to go on this, or if they're going to come to some sort of conclusion here quickly. I don't know.
I think they're going to go deep. There's a lot riding on this.
Yeah.
It's not only their reputation, it's the basis of the trial. If this was somehow tainted, what else might have been? So think for them to go forward and give this woman the fair and just trial that she deserves, and for the deceased to get the trial that he needs, we need to know what was going on behind the scenes. I mean, that's just the way the United States works.
What they also learned in there today was the notes, basically, that were given to the expert witness. You got the notes here. And then you also had in the margin the answers, basically, the cliff notes of what to say and what not to say. And again, that was introduced. They were introduced as not a witness for either side, just a government witness, or federally hired witness.
Each side gets to hire their own witnesses to help their case.
But this was not presented as that. That's correct. The thing where you
and
have.
That's where it gets shady.
So if I'm on the jury and I'm hearing testimony from one that's for neither side, that's what I'm going to probably lean on the most.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of hopefully unbiased, or just one that is, science based and not magical thinking based. That is a thing too, because there's a lot of scientific elements to this that are just what they are, and somehow that sort of stuff can get into dispute. I don't know. This is obviously just the case that will not end, and the trial's not far away. I do not see how Karen Reed is going to be going to trial in like 2 months.
Oh, gosh, no.
Not with this. This is
especially if they end up removing any part of her defense team. That's it. I mean, we're talking probably another year or two. This is a very large case.
Yeah, because, I mean, they may want to look further into, is there any other evidence of, you know, them being knowledge, having knowledge that they were doing this and kind of slide in one past, hopefully, you know, any sort of communications between the attorneys, between Karen and the attorneys. I mean, who's all in on this if there is something to be in on? That's a big if. Could it be what they described? Yeah, it very well could be. It could be just kind of a mix up and shit. This is what we did. We were stupid. We didn't realize that we were doing something wrong. You know, please forgive us. And that's what it is. I don't know. It would not make sense for Alan Jackson and all of this crew to put themselves on the line on a case like this, that they're doing pro bono with the reputations and lives that they've built on this. It just doesn't make sense that they would do that for Karen Reed.
I would hope not.
Yeah, one would hope not, but, we'll see what Judge Bev has to say in the coming week.
The world of true crime never stops, and neither do we. Press subscribe now to get daily updates, in-depth analysis, and expert opinions from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. She was the perfect wife, always smiling, always supportive. A pillar of the community, beloved by friends, adored by family, and secretly researching undetectable poisons in her spare time. Maybe it was the way he chewed. Maybe she just got bored. Or maybe, just maybe, she had been planning this since the honeymoon. But if he had just paid attention, if he had just known what to look for, if he had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and learned the red flags, he could have heard every episode of Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Ad-free and before everyone else, he could have seen it coming. Instead, he's 6 feet under and she's shopping for husband number two. Don't be like him. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Do you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.